You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Madeline Fox, and she has been providing therapeutic services to the people of Portland, Oregon. Madeline, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, John.
You're very welcome. All right, so what are you helping the people of Portland with?
I am helping people feel more connected to themselves and the people around them.
Ah, beautiful. Just what the world needs.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I think so.
Okay, so what are your actual services? What are some of the services that you offer?
I specialize in working with couples and individuals wanting to feel more connected to their sexuality and to pleasure and intimacy.
So is it both relationship therapy and sex therapy kind of combined into one?
Yeah. I have a systemic background in marriage, couples, and family therapy. So I can work with any sort of combination of people and relationships, but I really enjoy the couple or individual work where people come in and they're wanting to experience more pleasure together and the sexual experiences they have, or are feeling kind of blocked and are wondering, what can I do to feel just better all around in these different relationships that I'm a part of?
Now, I'm a little curious with your extensive background in this field of work. Couples come in, I mean, is it usually that the sex is bad, or is it, you know, a combination of just, you know, stress and things happen and maybe the relationship isn't great?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it can be the sex is bad, although rarely do people lead with that information.
Right.
You know, if you're married and you know, feel that way, that would be really hurtful information to let your partner know. But people will more likely come in because there's decreased desire,
right,
where they feel like when the relationship started, it was really hot and heavy and all they could think about was ripping each other's clothes off. And,
right.
You know, like 10 years in, it's like, it's been 6 months. This does not feel good. Like, what's going on?
But now, Madeline, there is just a general decrease in, I don't want to say interest, but I mean, you know, when you first start dating, yeah, this, you know, you're having sex all the time, this and that, you can't wait, it's something new. And then, you know, you're talking 5-10 years down the road. Is it uncommon to see a decrease?
It is really common to see a decrease, but it doesn't always have to be that way.
Right.
And why each couple experiences decreases is different. You know, the neuroscience that we have access to now says that in that infatuation stage, when you're first meeting people, it's comparable to your brain being on drugs, that we are just so excited to get to know each other and the other person seems so different, and different is usually really interesting.
Right.
And so there's all of this great energy working for couples to bond when they first meet each other. But then life happens and you move in with each other and there's just this comfort level that's really nice in certain realms for people to experience. But when it comes to the desire, sexuality, pleasure realm, comfort isn't necessarily the greatest thing. It's like, oh, I know this person too well. You know, like I see them go to the bathroom. That doesn't really turn me on.
Right,
and
yeah.
So really working with people to support them and how to access those erotic sides that they do have and how to create this intimacy and desire when, you know, when they first got together, they didn't really have to work on it. And so
right.
Now it's really helping people get back to that place of like, oh no, we do have this love and lust for each other, but we have to work a little bit harder to get there.
And what kind of things do you suggest to couples or your clients that come in for them to do to spice things up in the bedroom? And I mean, outside of, you know, role playing and stuff like that, I mean, are there other fun things that you can do in the bedroom to kind of spice up your sex life?
Yeah, I mean, there are some things within the bedroom, but a lot of what I think is really helpful is outside of the bedroom as well. You know, when you were first getting together with your partner, did you send each other sexy messages? Or,
right.
You know, oftentimes it wasn't like normal, let's talk about the bills and let's talk about what you ate for lunch. It used to be this ongoing lead up way before, you know, clothes ever came off and there was any actual physical sexual touching.
Yeah.
And so helping people think about like, you know, what used to be so easy and natural, like you were actually doing a lot to work towards that excitement. And so, you know, encouraging them to think about like, what is going on for you when you feel turned on? Oftentimes we always put it on the other person of like, oh, like I don't find him sexy anymore because he's put on a little weight, or, you know, different things that we always are looking to whether or not a person is coming on to you and how that turns you on.
But right.
I like to put it back on each person. What are you doing for yourself that then makes you interested in connecting sexually and intimately? And a lot of it might be scheduling time, which doesn't sound fun in the moment, but giving yourself like the space of like, okay, maybe Saturday, if we don't plan anything for the afternoon, evening, we could, you know, allow that energy to come back to us and do novel experiences together that kind of gets that adventure part of your brain going.
I mean, people tend to forget, I think, that, you know, between the ages of what, 18 to maybe 25, 26, like you have nothing going on. Like you could just drop whatever it is that you're doing and go and have sex. When you reach the older 20s and 30s, I mean, you have work, you have kids in some cases. And yeah, I mean, scheduling doesn't sound fun, but in some instances, it might be necessary.
Yeah. And, you know, I really love to talk with some of my clients about when, you know, when it comes to their sexual desire and drive, what makes them step on the gas and really turns them on and gets them excited and wanting to be intimate and physical.
Right.
And what is going on when they're stepping on the brakes and they're like, no way, no how, that's not going to happen. No, thank you. Cause oftentimes, you know, we all have these different things where it's like, okay, like I'm on the gas pedal. Yes, I'm interested. But we often aren't very aware of it. We don't know why, like, you know, there's some people who, if they're really stressed out and have so much going on, that can turn them on and they want to be physical and sexual and intimate with their partner as a way to kind of release a lot of the stress that's been built up.
Right.
But then there's a lot of people, if they have way too much going on and they have to clean diapers and make sure dinner's on the table and, you know, send that brief in, like all these different things, that just makes them very uninterested and like don't even want to be touched. Like they, it's, you know, it's an overload.
Right.
And so being mindful and there's no wrong answer in this process. It's just understanding what turns you on, what turns you off. And so if you're wanting to be turned on more and being in that space where you then can connect with your partner or yourself, being mindful of doing more of the things that step on the gas pedal and trying to do less of what's stepping on the brake. And it sounds really simple to say it out loud, but a lot of people have not spent the time thinking about these things.
Well, I think it's also people tend to get caught up in their own, you know, self, and they just tend to maybe not think so much about their partner's needs or maybe even what their needs are. You know, life is just so crazy. Excuse me. Madeline, I have to ask you though, what was the light bulb? What was the inspiration? Why did you decide to do relationship sex work?
I really enjoy that question. I was in grad school, so I was in my master's program for marriage, couples, and family. And luckily, my program had a sex therapy track. And so I'd taken the intro class, and I was already kind of drawn to it. It just seemed like this realm of life where there can be so much pleasure and it often feels like a way to resist a lot of the trauma and stress that can occur just by being a human in this world.
Right.
So like I naturally was kind of geared towards it and interested. And there was this assignment, I think the first day of class, and the professor said like, okay, turn to the person next to you and start talking about your sexual history. And for a lot of people, that was naturally really uncomfortable.
I imagine.
Yeah. And a lot of feelings come up. And depending what happened, like that can be really, really sensitive information that you have to figure out whether or not you're comfortable sharing.
Right.
But I was paired with a woman who I was already kind of friends with. And so we started talking and, you know, later shared with the class. And the professor noted, it's like, you're both almost sitting there as if like you're drinking a bottle of wine talking about what's going on. And I think depending on who you're talking to, it can be this really fun experience to share, talking about the different memories you have and, you know, what you learned and what this meant to you. And then it clicked later of like, oh, not everyone's comfortable doing that. There's a lot of people for really good reasons don't feel comfortable in that arena talking about all of the different things that have happened or can happen. And I feel very fortunate that this arena is really enjoyable for me. You know, there are times when it gets difficult and, you know, really, you know, I can't understate how trauma impacts certain people's relationships to their body and sexuality. But I still view this arena as a place for so much pleasure and joy, and feel very fortunate that, you know, I just naturally feel drawn to it and wanting to help people expand this part of their lives.
That's fantastic. Now, Madeline, we got to end the show, unfortunately, in just about a minute, but I wanted to give you a chance to, where can people find your business? Do you have a Facebook page or a website?
My website is probably the best place to find me.
Okay.
And that's just madelinefox.com. And there's my email and a
contact information, all that stuff's on the website.
Yeah, all that great stuff is listed there.
Well, Madeline Fox, thank you so much for coming on and enlightening us with this lively conversation at, I don't know, what is it by you, 9 o'clock in the morning?
It's about 9:30.
Well, thank you again. And if you're in the Portland, Oregon area and you're having sex issues with your loved one, go see Madeline Fox. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.